This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stacio. The Triangle's Longleaf Opera Company is one of the few opera organizations in the country to feature works composed originally in English. The company's been running continuously for 14 years and has produced works such as Strange Fruit, which includes this song, Waiting for You. The Longleaf Opera Company is the brainchild of artistic director Randolph Umberger and conductor Benjamin Keaton. Randolph died this fall, leaving Benjamin to run the season by himself. Benjamin's effort to honor Randolph's memory has been heroic, but he says he can't keep doing it alone. So he's announced that this season will be the company's last. Benjamin Keaton joins me in the studio now. Welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm glad to be here. And I'm looking forward to doing four more performances of Amahl and the Night Visitors this coming weekend. That will make a total of eight I have done for this season. And doing it in Carrborough is a new experience as well. So all those things have been good about it, and I have a good cast, and they enjoy doing it with me, which is great.
It's a show you've done before.
Yes. This is the eighth time I've done Amahl and the Night Visitors, and I never tire of it.
It's one of only two that you've actually repeated.
That's correct.
Why? Why? What do you find about this show?
This particular show is only 55 minutes long, and it is totally perfect. There's nothing wrong with it. Everything that you would want to have in an opera is right there, and kids love it, and adults love it, and they all cry at the end.
What makes a perfect opera?
A perfect opera, everything has to be right, everything. And there's nothing wrong in this opera.
So the acting, the drama, the script itself, it's not contrived. That's some of our problem with opera. It feels a little forced to get the music in.
Yeah, I don't find this to be contrived at all. It's about a real crippled child and all the things that he has to face being crippled and finally finding that he is no longer crippled.
This closing for you has to be very, very difficult.
It is. But it's something I need to do. It is part of my life. And I cannot continue it without him here. And if someone could be like Rani, then I would say, let's go on.
The two of you essentially created this together.
Yes, we did.
And what was your hope? What was the dream for this opera?
Well, when we started 14 years ago, there were not many people who were doing any American opera, any opera companies. And we felt that was a crime, that really there were too many who needed to be supported. And we suddenly found that we had lots of composers who were asking, please, please, would you do this for me?
Is that the challenge of opera, that for those who love it, they have become steeped in a tradition and maybe a little stuck in their ways, and it's harder for them to see opera as something other than what comes from Italy?
Yes, I think that's very, very true. But they also have to remember that back in those times, those operas were new too. And they had to find a place, and some of them didn't.
Well, and designed for middle-class audiences. They weren't for the highbrow. They were precisely for people who weren't the aristocracy.
That's exactly right. They really were. And it's interesting how it's changed in that direction. But in our doing it, not only did we champion American composers, but American singers as well, and a diversified cast. Those three things were very important to us.
Do you think those ideas about opera are changing and there's a healthier market today for American composers?
Actually, I do. I do feel that it's stronger now than it was, and I think we have helped to do that.
And overall, what do you think about the audience for opera?
I have found with our company that we have a younger audience because they come because it is in English, And they go, I can understand this, and I'll come back because I understand what I'm hearing. And we don't use super titles, so we expect our singers to really articulate, and they do.
Now, when you are gone next season, where should opera lovers go? What should we do?
The only thing I can tell you to do is to go ahead and go to opera. I don't care what kind of opera it is, just go, because they need you as well as we need people to be in the seats. And opera is a really wonderful thing to go and see, not just hear, because the beauty of all of that is the acting, the costumes, the sets, the singers, the orchestra. All those things put together make an incredible impression on people.
When you and Randy decided to put this company together 14 years ago, was there any hesitation on your part that that a place in, you know, central North Carolina would actually approve and be accepting of this kind of thing?
No, I don't think there was. Well, we probably wouldn't have done it. We really believed in what we were doing, and that probably is the reason that it helped us to go ahead with it. And it was a strong movement for us to be able to do that. And we did find that as the years went by, people did come to the opera. And once they had come, they'd come back. So our core of people who came to the opera were people who had come for the first time and said, I like this, and I'll come back to it.
What are you going to be doing with your time next year?
Well, believe it or not, I'm also a composer. And I haven't had time to compose because I've been doing opera. And when you are conducting and working with an opera company, you really don't have time to do much of anything else. But I enjoy composing, and I want to return to that.
So tell us again what you have on stage and where we can see you.
Well, right now we're doing A Mall in the Night Visitors by Menotti. And it is the eighth season that we have done A Mall. And in this particular production, another first time for us, is an Amal who is African American. And we're delighted to have him, and he's a wonderful, wonderful singer. So all those things about him really make it a wonderful experience for me.
Well, Ben, it has been a wonderful experience for us for 14 years. We are going to miss you. Thank you so much, but come back with your compositions. We want to have you back again.
Thank you so much.
Benjamin Keaton is the founder and current artistic director and conductor of the Longleaf Opera Company. For more information about the Longleaf Opera Company, including performances this weekend at the Carrboro Arts Center, go to longleafopera.org.